We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Chavtesam and Aleph, 8 lines into the Gemara. We had quoted the Braisa that everyone has to blow shofar, but then you have people who are limited in their capacity to be motzi others. Amar Mar. So we said, Akol chayvim b'tkiat shofar, kanim nevim yisraelim. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Yani lo mechayvim an mechayvim. If they're not chayiv, so who is? What does that mean? Answers the Gemara, Kohanim itzlichale. The chiddush here was that even Kohanim are chayov in blowing shofar. I would have thought the Torah says Yom Trua. You should have a day of blowing. Well, Kohanim have many days, every day of the year. When there's an Olah, they blow their trumpets. So maybe the only one who's Chayav is the one for whom blowing shofar is unique, namely Levim and Yisraelim. But Kohanim, who have their mitzvah of blowing Chatzotzos throughout the year, maybe they wouldn't be Chayav. Kamash Malan. That's what the Braisa had to teach me. When it said, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Midami, wait a second, what's the comparison? Hatam Chatzotrot Achashofar. They blow shofar all year, they blow Chatzotra all year. What's the connection? Ela Yitzlich, no. Sakadait Chamina, the Chiddush is differently. Hoil Vitnan, Shevayu Vele Rosh Hashanah. Litkiya Vele Brachot. That Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are equal, both in blowing shofar and in the Shmona Esrei. Man de'ite b'mitzvat ha'yovel ite b'mitzvat Rosh Hashanah. V'ane kohanim ha'yovel ne'er b'mitzvat ha'yovel. Then maybe they wouldn't have the blowing of Rosh Hashanah, being that Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are equal. Being that Kohanim don't have the mitzvah of Yovel, maybe they wouldn't have mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. That's the Chiddush. What do I mean, Kohanim don't have the mitzvah of Yovel? Ditnan. Kohanim v'levim mochin lolam v'goalin lolam. Kohanim and Levim, their sale is, they can always sell, and they could always redeem. So they're not affected by Yovel, the Mishnah says in Erechin. So then, if they're not affected by Yovel, their sale of land is not affected by Yovel. On the one hand, their sale is final, and Yovel doesn't interfere. On the other hand, they can redeem post-Yovel. So, and they could redeem after a year, and after 2 years, they could always redeem their land. So then, if Yovel doesn't affect their sale of land, so then maybe they also shouldn't have the mitzvah of blowing shofar, being that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah was equated with Yovel. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of the Braisa, that Kohanim are affected by Yovel. He cannot blow shofar for his kind or for those that are not his kind. Now before we learn the Gemara, there's a long Rashi here which we have to see. So let's see Rashi from the beginning. Misha chetzio evit. Okay, we'll start from the beginning of the Gemara. V'avadim meshucharim. Aval avadim lo. V'kol mitzvah shena isha chayevet men. Hine evit chayav ba. V'tumtum androgynous shema zacharu. Rashi learns that according to this Braisa, an androgynous is a suffix. Maybe this, and maybe that. It's a machlokas. That's how Rashi learns this Braisa. Misha chetzio evit. Because he's half-half. So the part, the half of him that's a free man is fully chayiv. The other half is not. How could the other half be motzi this half? So it's a problem. Because one tumtum might be male, one might be female. Androgynous motzi mino. Androgynous kmoto. Dibata zachut azit shneim chayivin. Dibata nafut azit shneim turin. So Rashi learns, and this is Rashi, and this is the Gemara, and this is a consistency throughout, that all androgyni were created equal. That I would have said some are male, some are female, some are mixed. I would say go do some genetic testing, see how much hormones they each have. Physically, they're not all identical. Some have more male, some have more female. No! You see in this Gemara, you see in other places, either they're all male, or they're all female, or they're all something else. Okay, that seems to be consistent. There are sources that suggest that maybe there is an opinion that goes the way I said. But here it goes the other way.
You have to decide what's the minimum. When is it called that you have a second organ? When is it not?
Right, that's also true. Right?
Is it defined anywhere?
I don't know. We'll learn. We'll find out. Okay. So we're continuing in Rashi. Mi shechatzio eved, dilati tzadavdut, mashmiya, umapitza tchirut, eshomeya. We view it as though he has a dual personality. He's half Jekyll and half Hyde. And any time he blows shofar, there's Jekyll and Hyde blowing together. Dr. Jekyll is the free man. Fantastic. Mr. Hyde is the slave. What a bum. Now we have a problem because Jekyll and Hyde are together blowing the shofar. He's a half a Jekyll and half a Hyde. Half of him is a released man and half not. So we say the act of blowing shofar was done by Jekyll and Hyde together. So we say, okay, half-half, half Jekyll, half Hyde. And when Jekyll has to be Yotze, the Tkiah shofar, remember, when a person blows shofar, so he's not Yotze in the blowing, he's Yotze Bishmiya shofar and hearing the shofar. So Mr. Jekyll has to hear a full Tkiah. And we say when he hears the Tkiah shofar, so the Tokeya wasn't a Jekyll, the Tokeya was a Jekyll Hyde. Okay.
That's why I was going to ask. The Tanu Rabbanan at the beginning of the Gemara says, Akol chayvim b'tkiyat shofar.
Oh, right. It's a good question. Okay. So we'll say it's a colloquialism. So you're right. Okay. So the rest of Rashi is very long and interesting, but not for us right now. Amar Rav Huna v'da'atzmo motzi. So Rav Huna says, Chetzio Eved, Chetzio Ben Chorin could be motzi himself. Amar Rav Nachum le Rav Huna, Ma'ish nalachrim delo, why can't this Jekyll Hyde be motzi other people? Delo adi tzad avdu tumapik tzad chirut, because the hide of him can't be motzi. The Jekyll can't be motzi. The tzad chirus latzmo nami lo ati tzad avdut idei umapik tzad chirut idei. He can't even be motzi himself because the tki is being done by a half person. So the other half that's eved that does the tkiyah, so that half can't be motzi. The half that's chayov. I have no idea what this means. I'm saying words, concepts, and I don't begin to understand it. El Omar Rav Nachman. Meaning, so this is all halachic. This is all conceptual. Conceptually, he's not whole, and so I view him as a human being who's half. It's not that the upper half or the lower half, it's that every molecule of him is half, half Jewish and half not. Okay, it's an interesting concept. Okay. El Omar Rav Nachman, because why don't you just say, well then, the half that's chayiv was motzi, the half that's chayiv, and the half that's eved was motzi, the half that's eved. No. Why not?
Obviously they're saying that whatever is blowing and hearing is not one or the other, it's both.
Right. Okay. So why is that a problem?
Because the
because he has to hear by someone who's completely. Okay. That's not what it said. It didn't say the words you're saying now. It didn't say you have to have someone who's completely high of blowing. It said that the half of Avdus can't be motzi the other half. Meaning, why did the Gemara have to say Deloati tzad avdut umapik tzad chirut? Should have just said because he's not completely high of, so he can't be motzi someone else. Didn't say that because half of him is completely high of. But it's only half of him that's completely chayav. How does that work? What's half of him mean? Okay, so I'm saying, whatever, okay. Rav Nachman says, now he can't even be motzi himself. Tani nami hachim, ish chetziov, chetziov and chorin, af latzmoy no motzi. Tani ava breid Rabbi Zera. Ahava was the name of a rabbi. There was Ahava, the son of Rabbi Zera. He said the following braisa. Kol ha-bachot kunan, af pi shi yatza motzi, when it comes to blessings, even though you're yotzi, you can be motzi other people. These two blessings on bread and wine, if you need them yourself, you can make them for others, but otherwise not.
Well, he's saying that all brachas, you can motzi someone out needing the bagel, without you needing to have the bracha.
Yeah,
and that includes the rest of.
So which brachas is he talking about? Bai rabo, bai rovo, birkat alechem shel matzah, birkat ayan shel kiddush hayom ma'u. So obviously, when he says kol brachos, he has to mean the brachos of mitzvos. Yeah, all blessings of mitzvos. Even though you did the mitzvah, you could do it for someone else. Why? Because Am Yisrael is arevim ze boze. We're all responsible for one another's mitzvos. So I can make a bracha. You're obligated. So I have a certain obligation. So I can make the bracha. Birchas lechem and yayin. So I'm not obligated. You don't have to eat bread and wine. Okay. So then Rav asks, "Bichat alechem shel matzah, bichat ayan shel kiddush hayom mau kevan dechovah umapik odin ma'bracha lav chovai." What do you say here? You have to eat matzah. You have to make kiddush. Do you say because you have to make eat matzah and kiddush on the bracha over arevim or not? Tashma damar vashi kevin b'Rav Papi have a mikdash lan mechavati arisa midabra have a mikdash lohu. Rav Papi would make kiddush for us, and then when a sharecropper would come back from the field, he'd make kiddush for them too. So you see, even though you're yotze, it could be motzi, and obviously the Gemara understood that to mean he'd make the blessing on the wine as well. Don't you make a motzi for the guests unless you're eating with them, but for the family you could, because you have a mitzvah of chinuch for them. So for them, you could make a motzi even though you're not eating there. Halal and Megillah, even if you were Yotze, you could be Motzi other people. That's not like a Birchas HaNenin. That's like a Birchas HaMitzvos. Okay? Adran Lachahu Betin, Adran Lachahu Betin, Adran Lachahu Betin. Rashi. Burkat Ayayin Shemvachin Lifnei Kiddush, Mau, Al Achilat Matzah, Umkadesh Yisrael, Loti Bailach, Dechovaninu, Umapik. אלא ברכת המוצי ברכת היין מביילן שאין בוט אלא לפי שם ורח צריך שאיתו ואי אפשר ליהנות בלא ברכה אינה מילא טעים יהיו אי אפשר לא אבלי לחד מנה לטעום ובאי ברכה מהי כיוון דחובה היא אכילת מצה חובה עליו וכן קידוש היום חובה עליו ואי אפשר שלא בהנאה והנאה אי אפשר בלא ברכה נמצאת המצווה תולה בברכת ההנאה ומפיק עודין מה ברכת ההנאה לאו חובה למצווה תיאה שאף בכל הניות היא נוהגת. Even though technically here you need it, but the bracha, Rashi here changes it a little bit from the way we would understand, being that the bracha by its nature is a bracha sanenin, this is not a bracha that's obligatory to the mitzvah. It's a technicality that you have to make it. It's not obligatory to the mitzvah. So that's why we're not sure if you could be motzi. Okay. Yom Tov Shrosh Hashanah Shchaliot B'Shabbat B'Mitash Yitukin Avalo B'Mdina. When Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, so they'd blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash where he had the Sanhedrin, but they would not blow shofar outside the Beis HaMikdash. We'll pick up here, Bezachem, next week.